This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. The Delaware Interscholastic Athletic Association recently announced it is moving the state's high school football and field hockey championship games away from the University of Delaware, primarily citing the cost of holding football title games at Delaware Stadium and field hockey finals at UD's Rulo Stadium. DIAA is taking football to Delaware State University's Alumni Stadium in Dover and Abyssinia Stadium in Wilmington later this fall, and field hockey to Drass Field on DSU's downtown Dover campus, formerly Wesley College. State tournament finals in other sports like basketball, volleyball, softball, and swimming and diving will remain at UD venues. But some bitterness seems to be lurking beneath what seems to be a straightforward financial decision, with UD posting publicly on social media its disappointment with the move and laying out how much profit DIAA made last year with its events at UD. News Journal Delaware Online sports writer Kevin Tressolini has been following this story, and earlier this week I sat down with him to discuss what's going on and where things could go from here. So we'll start with this. I mean, this is not a surprising move. I mean, you and the News Journal reported back in May that UD and DIAA were talking about ways to bring the costs of holding the events at UD down for DIAA, and those costs had jumped in recent years, correct? That was kind of the crux of this whole issue.
Yeah. I'd written that story in May, just kind of talking about how expensive it was and how much more expensive it had gotten over the last few years to hold DIAA championships at the University of Delaware. Football was the one in particular that the DIAA kind of thought, well, you know what, is it worth what we're paying, and is it even the right spot? Because Delaware Stadium is so big, it seats more than 18,000. You know, they only get 1,000 or two for the Class 1A and 2A games. The 3A games, you know, you can get a bigger crowd. Like the year Smyrna's been there, there's been pretty nice crowds. But it's still only about half the capacity. And DIAA Executive Director David Baylor told me that, you know, that they also think about the atmosphere that's there, you know, in terms of the crowd and that kind of thing. And you know, maybe would it be better off having it in a smaller venue just to kind of have a better atmosphere? But yeah, the price of Delaware Stadium went from $41,000 in 2021 to $57,000 in 2022, and then $71,000 last year. Now, there was an extra day added last year because they went 2 days instead of one. But that was kind of the root of the DIAA's thought about, maybe this isn't the right spot for it.
And normally that would just kind of be the end of the story, right? That it's like, okay, DIAA had financial and some other reasons for doing this, but then the University of Delaware had this kind of weird response to it, a social media post that expressed it was disappointed, then proceeded to specifically outline the profit DIAA made holding football and field hockey finals at UD. Is there any indication of the people you talked to at UD, like why they went this route?
Yeah, it was kind of odd, and that was what I wrote in the column that I wrote about it. It was odd and unusual for Delaware to do that. And of course, the irony of it is that here's the University of Delaware, which maintains this we're actually a private school approach and doesn't let out a lot of its financial information and spending information. And then they're going online and spouting what the DIAA is profiting. And the DIAA is open about its financial dealings, you know, with all the things that they got to do. What I think was important to point out after that happened was profits are important to the DIAA because profits from state tournaments comprise, I think it's roughly 85% of their budget. So they have to profit from their state tournament events. And obviously, if they're thinking about moving it, then they must not be making the profit that they like. Now, again, you know, football's the only one they're moving out of there. Now, field hockey's not going to be there this year, which David Baylor said was really because Rulo Stadium wasn't available. And, you know, the others are going back, and field hockey will likely be back there next year. You know, basketball, swimming, softball's there now. Will continue to be there. And the DIAA does feel like those are the right spots for those events. And I guess they do profit because, again, profits are really important for the DIAA.
I was going to say, I guess that's what made it so weird was that, you know, obviously DIAA, they've got to not just think about whether they're profiting or not, right? I mean, and that's what UD was like, okay, well, you made money. What's the problem? And DIAA, I'm assuming Dave Baylor saying like, yeah, but we need to make more than that. Like we need to like maximize
exactly.
This.
Yeah, because the cost was too high for football games at Delaware Stadium to be profitable enough. So they're moving the Class 3A game to Delaware State, which is really the perfect size venue, the perfect location, being in the middle of the state, for the 3A game. The 1A and 2A games are going to be at Abasinio and Wilmington, which of course is a great stadium, fairly new. Parking can be a little bit of a challenge sometimes there when you're parking in a forest, but that's for the 1A and 2A games, and it's going to be a long hike. For the Indian Rivers of the world, who might be there. It is a nice venue. It is a nice venue. And again, I don't know what the DIAA is paying to use those venues for their events, but they must feel like we can make a better profit at those.
In fairness to UD, I mean it's possible, even maybe likely, that their costs to open the stadium and have it available
Right.
have gone up. But it's kind of hard to know that because we really don't know a whole lot about the inner workings of how their operations athletics works.
Right. And when I did the story in May saying how DIAA was considering moving the football out of Delaware Stadium, Chrissy Rawak did say that to me, that their costs have gone up. They've got to deal with, union employees when it comes to custodians and other people who work at the stadium. They're dealing with the police in terms of security and things like that. So their costs have gone up, and that's understandable. And Chrissy did say that that was part of it. And to the University of Delaware's credit, they were working, with the DIAA to try to make it as inexpensive as possible. But I guess it wasn't enough.
I was going to say, you mentioned that Dave Baylor had talked about some of the other factors involved here in terms of the atmosphere and things like that. Can an argument be made even beyond the finances that there are some net benefits from, as I think Dave Baylor said, spreading it around, like trying some different venues, making these more accessible to fans in all parts of the state and things like that?
Right. And I think Dave wants to try to get more involved with Delaware State. They now have Mike Drass Field over there at the old Wesley campus, which is now the DSU downtown campus in Dover. That's a fabulous facility. I covered some girls soccer DIAA games there years and years ago. That's a great facility that you can use for DIAA events. At times they've talked with the people who operate Chase Fieldhouse, the group that runs that organization, about maybe having things there. They've talked to Wilmington University. Dave says they've talked to Goldie Beacom. So I think they would like to use some college facilities. And I think it's really good for the colleges because it introduces some people who may not otherwise see a campus or see a venue that, hey, look at our place. This isn't too bad. This isn't too bad either. And that Wilmington Stadium on Route 40, that has not been used for any DIAA events. They really get a lot of out of it at Wilmington University. But I think Dave would even like to kind of get to know those Wilmington U people a little bit better to see if they can maybe make use of some of their fine facilities.
And I guess the flip side of that from UD's perspective, and maybe this informs a little bit of their decision, is the idea of like them moving things away from UD takes away from UD kind of its branding of itself as kind of like the University
Yeah.
of Delaware. That when you think of Delaware, you need to think of the University of Delaware. Do you feel like that maybe plays a little bit of a role here, that perhaps the school would prefer to be the true flagship of Delaware universities and colleges?
No doubt about it, Tom. And they are the flagship.
Right.
It's a bigger school, it's a better school than all the others. It is a flagship school that we're all very proud of. It's one of the best colleges in the country. They have great athletic facilities that they've done a lot of things to improve. Right now they're building a new softball stadium, and that's where the DIAA championships will continue to be. It was great moving it over there 2 years ago. That's been a great spot for it. It's going to be even better now when they get the thing upgraded. There's bulldozers and cranes and things like that down there right now, getting that place redone. So yeah, I think Dell, and you could kind of read read between the lines of the University of Delaware's social media post last week to kind of see that they feel that way, that, you know, we are the big dog. They did seem a little bit spurned. They were acting kind of spurned about the whole thing, that, hey, you know, what do you mean? We're the place where you're supposed to have all this stuff. And they will continue to be, as they should be.
And I was going to say, I'll end on this. I mean, obviously, I guess the ultimate goal here is to make it the best experience for the student athletes. And sometimes it is playing those basketball finals at the Bob. That has always been a very special thing. But maybe, as you said, a smaller venue to make the crowd feel bigger at a Delaware State University for football does that for football. And I guess that's ultimately what Dave Baylor and DIAA's goal is you've got to make profit, but how do you make it the best experience for the kids who are playing in these games?
Yeah. There's definitely a balancing act there, Tom. As you suggest, no doubt about it. You got to make a profit. You want to make as much as you can, but again, you want it to be the best possible experience for those who are involved, the students primarily, and that's always kind of been the way the DIAA has looked at things. You know, certainly that has been the case, as you said. I mean, the Carpenter Center is just fabulous for those big basketball games. It's not even big enough, really. It seats 4,500 now or something like that, and they could put even more people in there for the boys basketball finals and semifinals. So that's always been a great spot, you know, now for 30 years since the Carpenter Center opened. That's been great. And they want to continue to do that. But yeah, again, sometimes, you know, when you're in Delaware Stadium and Tatnall's playing the Charter School of Wilmington or whoever they played in last year's final, and you know, there's 2,000 people there, maybe a smaller venue is better for something like this.
Thanks to News Journal Delaware Online sports writer Kevin Treslini for joining us on The Green this week. And stay with us. The Green continues with Arts Playlist and our conversation with Ari Shapiro, co-host of NPR's All Things Considered, ahead of his solo cabaret show Coming to the First State. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.